Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of April, we will be exploring the topic, Believing His Salvation. April 27, His Accuracy. He was restored and began to see everything clearly. Mark 8, verse 25. In my teens, I experienced a strange condition. For no apparent reason, my pupil would dilate, causing blurry vision that would last for several hours. I had a brain scan to find out if I had a tumor. I went to an ophthalmological institute where they thoroughly studied my eyes but could not find anything wrong. Years later, I discovered that if my asthma medication got on my hands and if I happened to rub my eyes, it caused my pupils to dilate. Mark chronicles an unusual miracle not recorded by any other gospel writer. It is a two-step enacted teaching used to introduce the greatest revelation of all time. A blind man was brought to Jesus, and after laying his hands on him, Jesus asked him, "Do you see anything?" Mark 8, verse 23. The man could see something, but not clearly. "I see men, for I see them like trees, walking around." Mark 8, verse 24. He could see something, but it was partial sight. Then again he laid his hands on his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored, and began to see everything clearly. Mark 8, verse 25. Through his miracles, Jesus did not just offer physical healing, but also taught deeper spiritual truths. Interestingly, right after this two-step miracle, the true reality of Jesus' identity and mission is revealed, also in two steps. This miracle contains three unparalleled elements. First, Jesus asked the blind man about the effectiveness of the healing. Second, the blind man responds saying that he can see, but not accurately. Third, Jesus lays hands on him for a second time, and from then on, the formerly blind man can see clearly. In the section that follows, the disciples say that many think that Jesus is a prophet and that they believe he is the Messiah, but their answer is like the sight of trees walking. It was a limited understanding and not yet clear sight. Jesus went on to reveal that he was also the suffering Son of Man, who would be killed and rise 3 days later. Just like them, when we accept the necessity of his death, we start seeing Jesus accurately. His grace becomes real to us. Let's ask God for a daily revelation of his infinite love, manifested at the cross, that we may see clearly.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!